This past Friday night, this past Lel Shabbos, had the beautiful schus to be by Shalom Zocher, Rabbi Kamenetsky, our Menahel, our Rosh Yeshiva, had a grandson to his daughter Shoshana and Jonah Steinmetz. And at the Shalom Zocher, towards the end of Shalom Zocher, we started singing Mishenich Nasadar Marbin Besimcha. And here we were already. It's not even Shushan Purim anymore. Tazayin Adar. We're singing Mishenich Nasadar Marbin Besimcha. It's still Adar, obviously. We still have a few more days of Adar. And Vada, we're supposed to have that enhanced Simcha. And it was a bittersweet song for me. On one end, I was singing there, and I'm thinking, oi, Purim, it was so beautiful, so wonderful, but so quick. A whole nother year till Purim again. On the other hand, it was a chizik again to recognize and to realize Purim has to stay with us. The Simcha of Purim, the Simcha of Adar, very much has to stay with us. So how can we make sure that Purim stays with us? How can we make sure that that one day, that very quick one day, with all its chizik and all its simcha, lingers with us into the year? So we all know what was the end of Purim. And we've said it here many times, but I think it's very important, specifically for us, B'nai Yeshiva. The Gemara in Shabbos, Peches, Amin Aleph, the famous Gemara from the words of Megillah, Kima v'kiblu ayudim. And the Gemara says, Kima v'kiblu ayudim, Kima mashakiblu kvar. That at the end of Purim, there was a reacceptance of Torah. That's how Purim ends. Purim ends with a reacceptance of Torah. It's an amazing thing. So surely that's what's supposed to be lingering. A new hischazkus, a new hischadshus in Talmud Torah, in Limud HaTorah. That's how we walk away from Purim. But do you ever think about it? Why? Why is it that way? Chanukah was a great geula. Chanukah, we defeat the Yevanim. Chanukah, we have the Beis HaMikdash again. Maybe on a level bigger than Purim, in the sense that by the end of Purim, Akati Abdei Chashverushanan, we didn't yet have a Beis HaMikdash. Chanukah, we get back to Beis HaMikdash. But at the end of Chanukah, we don't say Kima Mashik Kibbul Kvar. We didn't re-accept any Torah. Okay, you could say, after Purim, it wasn't necessary anymore. Chanukah's later. Chanukah's 200 years later. Once we re-accepted Purim, that was for Lenetzach Nitzachim. But why? Why specifically after Purim? What does Purim have to do with Kabbalah HaTorah? So thinking about this, I think it's very clear that the whole entire avodah of Purim is surely to build such a strong kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to recognize, to realize Hashem is by our side always, through thick and thin, through the times when it's so clear and the times when it's unclear, through the darkest of hours when it's so nister, as was in the story of Purim, Hashem is there the whole time. And that's what we recognize. Said this over Purim at some point. The Rabbanu Shalom sent me a matana, the Gematria of Purim is 336, exactly Gematria, Yesh Hashem. Yesh Yud Kevavke. And say it over when you were there. I say, I don't, you know, you say things over, it's a long day. Purim went for over 10 hours straight. We started Suda about 4 o'clock, 4:30, went till after 2:30 in the morning. So when I said over what, who knows? I don't know which chevra was there, when. There's a lot of people in the bayis throughout Purim, Baruch Hashem. So Purim's 336, exactly Gematria, Yesh Hashem, Yesh Yud Kevavke. Because the avodah of Purim, there is Hashem, He's by my side always. So I want that to be with me always. How could that feeling be with me always? Kabbalah HaTorah. When I'm learning Torah seriously, I'm learning Torah every day. Where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu found? Within the Torah. The Torah is the personality of Hashem. Yisrael kutshabricha v'arayis echadhi. How am I one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu when I'm one with Torah? As the Baal Tanya says, and we say it all the time in Perek Dalid, when you learn Torah, you're literally hugging Hashem. So if I ended Purim with this recognition that Hashem is in my life, how do I want to stay with that? Kima mashikibul kvar. So I have a new connection to Torah, and it's a connection to Torah bislavus. with passion. And that's what the Tzvas Emes tells us. Also a Torah we've shared before, probably. Tzvas Emes says on the words, and the Gemara says, Oira zu Torah. That's the first one, is Ora is Torah. Simcha, Simchas Yantiv, Sason is Bris Mila, Vikar is Tfilin. Tzvas Emes says, why not say it explicitly? If it meant all these mitzvahs, so the pasuk should say, Lehud Maisa Torah, Suda, Milo, Tfilin. So Tzvas Emes explains that we don't find by Purim like Chanukah that we weren't keeping Torah mitzvahs. We were keeping Torah mitzvahs the whole time. It's not that we didn't have it. But we didn't have the passion. We didn't have the excitement. It was rote. It was mechanical. At the end of Purim, when we saw Hashem in our lives, always said, I have to reconnect the Torah. Reconnect the mitzvahs so that He's in my life always. Bislavus. It was an or. It was with simcha. It was v'yikar. It was with sason. And what's the first on the list? Ayra. Is Torah. Ayra is Torah. That's where we learn. Shulchan Aruch teaches us that you're supposed to learn Torah before your Suda. La'idim is the Ayra of Simcha. First Torah, then Suda. In my Suda every year with Minog, we sit down, the Chevra comes, and before we do anything, before we make Kiddush, before we start the Avodah, we learn Torah. We give Shir. We learn Torah together. So we end Purim Kimu Mashi Kibul Kvar. We end Purim reconnected to Torah in a way that wasn't before. Therefore, these have to be big days of Asmada. Very big days of Asmada. Because there's nothing more chashuv in our life. Purim's also a big day of Simcha. There's nothing that brings us more Simcha than Torah. I want to learn just the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah and Avos, you know the Mishnah. Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalet. Kachi darkas shel Torah. So is the way of Torah. How should you do pas b'melech toichel? You eat a little bit of bread with salt. Umayim b'mesura tishta. And you drink water, but b'mesura in measurements. You don't even drink, not even, even water, don't drink too much. Val art tishon and sleep on the floor. That's why some people end up sleeping on the floor in Purim. Val art tishon, so we see, kimumashi kibul kvar. There's a lot of water that we drink on Purim also. V'chayet tzar tichya. You live a difficult life. When you're moisir nefesh v'torah. You're moisir nefesh v'torah. You have bread, water, you sleep on the floor. Ubat Torah ato'omel. And you toil in Torah. And the Mishnah ends, im ato'oisakein, if you do this, ashrecha v'toivlach. You're praiseworthy, it's good for you. Ashrecha b'olam hazeh v'toivlach l'olam ba. You're praiseworthy in this world, v'toivlach l'olam ba, it's good in the next world. So I saw in the Sefer Berach Hayim that I've been learning by Rav Melech Biderman. So he asks, I understand if you live such a life and you're mekusher to Torah, I understand v'toivlach l'olam ba. I understand you're going to gain tremendous hana and schar. Ba'olam haba, it's going to be made on haba. You're going to be mamish in the palace of the king. Like we can't understand chayi olam haba. But ashrecha ba'olam hazeh, you're eating bread and drinking water and sleeping on the floor. Chayi tzar, what's so ashrecha? What's so exciting? That's such a beautiful, wonderful life. So I'm going to give over what he says. I thought Pasha Pshat, that's why the Lashon is different. I thought maybe you could suggest it's Toivlach Lelam Ba, be good for you as far as the Hana, the benefit, the enjoyment, but Ashrecha, being that you're willing to sacrifice the Torah, Ashrecha, you're praiseworthy. I thought you could say that you see the difference in the Lashon. But he says, so beautiful from Meir Shapiro, Zatzal, the tzaddik who brought us Daf Yomi, who brought so much Torah into the world, who built Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin. He says, if you look closely, the Mishnah goes, you should eat pas b'melach, mayim b'mishura, aret tishon, chaytar, imata'osa kain. If you do that, ashrecha v'toivlach, ashrecha b'olamazeh v'toivlach l'mba. Those words imata'osa kain, what are they doing there? They're really unnecessary. Live this life in ashrecha. Why imata'osa kain? So Meir Shapiro says, you know who's going to understand Ashrecha Ba'olam Hazeh? You know who's going to understand the beauty, the tanug, the pleasure, the benefit of Torah above and beyond any other pleasures of the world? Imata osakein. You're right. An outsider looking in, it looks like the individual is living a very difficult life. An outsider looking in, it seems like the Talmud Chacham, who's living in a one-bedroom apartment with Ichbeis to six kids, and has very little to eat, and has to have noodles often for dinner, and whatever it might be, what kind of life is this? Because he's an outsider. But imata oisakein, you live such a life, you feel the tanig, that no greater than any pleasure than benefits that exist in the world. There's no greater pleasure and benefits than Torah. I'm not suggesting this is the lifestyle we need to live. But we understand at least the sacrifice for Torah, and we have to understand the benefits and the pleasures of Tzlimat HaTorah, of that hiskashrus, of that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Yesh Hashem, through Talmud Torah. There's a story about, I remember years ago, Rav Aaron Cutler, the yeshiva of Lakewood Yeshiva, that's all. He was going around collecting for the yeshiva. And there was a yid who was, I don't remember if he wasn't from, or he was very, very modern, didn't learn, whatever it was. And the yid said he'd give him a large amount of money. If what? If when he passes away, Rav Aaron would learn Mishnayos Lila Nishmaso. So Rav Aaron agreed. And Rav Aaron, okay, years go by, he supports the yeshiva in a very tremendous way. Eventually this yid passes away. Rav Aaron finds out about it. He travels to go to the Levaya. And that night he sits down to learn Mishnayos, Lila Nishmaso. I don't remember what Masechta was. He was learning one of the more difficult Masechtas in Mishnayos. And he was stuck on a Mishnah. He didn't understand Pshat. He had a question on a Mishnah. And he was learning, and it was late at night, and he fell asleep on his Mishnayos. When he fell asleep, he had a dream, a chaloyim. And this yid came to him from the Oil Ma'amas, and he was thanking him for learning for him and whatever it might be. And in the dream, he revealed to Rav Aaron Pshat in the Mishnah. This yid had Pshat in the Mishnah. So Rav Aaron was telling over how someone who supports Torah, you see in the Oil Ma'amas, he's immediately learning Kol HaTorah Kula and understanding Kol HaTorah Kula. So one of his Talmidim came over to Rav Aaron and he said, Rav Aaron, you see what type of Olam Haba this man has. You see what type of Gan Eden he has. So maybe we should be leaving yeshiva, and we should be supporting Torah in such a way. Rav Aaron says, if you leave yeshiva and you support Torah in the biggest of ways, but you're not learning Torah, you're going to have tremendous Olam Haba. But where's going to be your Olam Hazeh? Where are you going to have a geshmak in this world? Where is going to be a tanig in this world? It might be v'toiv lach b'olam haba, but where's going to be ashrecha b'olam hazeh? That comes through Torah. A feeling Hashem in your life of living Purim is only kibum hashikibla kvar. You want to live Purim, you have to be learning Torah. You have to be connecting Hashem through Torah. Once saw a mashal on the words in Tillim, we say, Darshu Hashem lo yachzru chol toiv. Darshu Hashem, those who seek Hashem, and how do we seek Hashem? Within His Torah. Darshu Hashem lo yachzru chol toiv. Won't be lacking anything. Darshu Hashem lo yachzru chol toiv. If you've ever been in a Gadol Hadar's house, there's very little in the house. I had the schus many times to be in Rav Yashiv's house. Rav Yashiv's in his house, in his one to two bedroom apartment. I mean, he had one real bedroom, one room with beds, which was really where he learned. He had a kitchen. Maybe two or maybe three people could stand in the kitchen at the same time, at most. It's a little kitchen to the right. You walked in, there was an entrance room the size of a big closet. Kitchen to the right, one bedroom in front of you, then a hallway to the back where was the makom where he learned, where he had beds there as well. And that was the whole apartment. And you look around that apartment, no TV, no stereo system I never saw. Didn't see any nice car outside. He had a golf cart. He had a golf cart that would drive him back and forth to the shul, to the caravan where he davened. They had a golf cart. And later they actually built an elevator to be able to go because his apartment was upstairs. But Lameisa, there's very little in the apartment. Svarim. Zeo. Lining the walls. Svarim. The entire apartment is Svarim. All you saw was Svarim. Outside of Svarim, there was very little in the entire apartment. Well, there's any safer you could think of, I think. So what's pshat? So I once saw a mashal in a sefer. I think I saw an Itras HaTorah. So he says as follows. Imagine there was an individual who was not so well, who was sick. And that individual was sick in a way that it could be mamish life-threatening, but if he took a particular medication every single day, he's fine. If he took the medication every day, he'd be fine. And he had this medication, he'd take it every day, and he's completely fine. He's wonderful, lived a great life. So one time he was in his friend's house, and he's in the bathroom, and he was looking around, and he decided to look through the guy's medicine cabinet. I don't know why he would do that, but apparently that's what people like to do. They snoop around, they look around, he's looking in the medicine cabinet. And he notices in this guy's medicine cabinet, he doesn't have the medication that keeps him alive. So he goes over to his friend, he says, I feel so bad to you, for you. I feel terrible for you. You don't have the most chash, the most amazing medicine in the world. You must be so hurt and so suffering. I'm going to try to get you a prescription for it. His friend looks at him, he says, you shaita. Don't you understand? You need that medicine because you're not well. You're a chayla, you're sick. So for you, you need that medication. I'm not sick, I don't need the medication. So too, there are people in this world that unfortunately are not so well. They don't have tanig, they don't have hana, they don't have what's really MS in the world. So they need all different types of medications. They find it in a nice car, they find it in the world of entertainment to throw their mind away for the moment on TV or videos or whatever it might be. All different types of different things which are really just medications to make them feel good for the moment. Those of us who have Torah, Dor She Hashem, Lo Yachzru Chol Toiv, we're lacking nothing. There's nothing lacking because we have all the Tanakh and not there. So, Kimu Mashi Kiblu Kvar, that's how we end Purim. I want to be connected to Hashem, I be connected to Hashem through His Torah. And the Torah Behislav as Layudim, I saw Oyrav Zim Chazazim Vikar. If you learn, you'll understand not just the Toiv Lach Boilam Abba, but you're going to understand Ashrecha Boilam Azeh. You're going to see it now and feel it now. The more Torah we learn. There was once a Yid, and the Yid came to the Chafetz Chaim. And his son was in yeshiva, and he was learning. And he saw his son he was learning, but he wasn't so matzliach. And he was there for a few years already. And he came to Chafetz Chaim, and he asked him, should I pull him out of yeshiva? It's time he should start working. Chas Chaim says, why are you going to pull on yeshiva? He says, I see, he's not so matzliach. He's never going to be the Pnei Yeshua. He's never going to be a Rav Kiva Eger. I think it's time that he should start working. Chas Chaim says to the man, you work? He says, yeah, of course I work. He says, you earn a good living? No, no, it's very, very hard. And mom has just earned enough to support my family. It's very, very hard. I'm not so matzliach. I work very long hours. My mom is wake up at before dawn. I work till after sunset every day. Backbreaking, very difficult labor, whatever you do, and make very, very little. He says, so you're not so matzliach. No, I'm not. Unfortunately, not so matzliach. Chafetz Chaim says, so you should stop working. Maybe you should stop working. Why do you work? You're not being so matzliach. You're not being so successful. You're not living luxurious lifestyles. Not doing so much for you. Stop working. Why are you working? Why are you working so hard, putting in so much effort? So he says to Chafetz Chaim, what do you mean? If I didn't work what I did, I wouldn't have a chias. I wouldn't have enough money even to live. I wouldn't have enough money for my family to live. At least through my working, I'm living. Chafetz Chaim says, so too is your son. Maybe he's not going to be Pnei Yeshua. Maybe he's not Rabbi Akiva Eger. But he's living life. Kiheim chayenu v'erechim einu. This is life. Torah is life. The greatest Tana, greatest Anoa. Kiheim chayenu v'erechim einu. Lulei sarascha sh'ashua z'avadati banyi. Without Torah, I'm lost in sorrow. I have nothing. Le'olam lo'echach pikutecha kivam chiyisani. It's my life. Life is physical life. Life is just physical existence. So that's how we walk away from Purim. We walk away from Purim with this hischazkus, this inspiration of wanting to be with Hashem and recognizing the way to be with Hashem is through Limud HaTorah, Kimu Mashikib L'Kvar, and Bez Hashem in this chus, that we walk away with this Limud HaTorah, with the hischazkus and the Limud HaTorah and connection to Torah. We'll be Zaycha through that to be Mekushar to Hashem in the deepest of ways. And as we left Purim, Akati Avdei HaChashver Shanam, we left Purim and we were still somewhat Begolus, as we didn't yet have Beis Hamikdash, in the schus of the Torah that we learn, in the schus that we Torah to learn, we zeichet geula shleima b'mehera b'yameinu.